From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde, in for Ross Reynolds. Should the U.S. government be doing more to protect your personal privacy? A coalition of nearly 90 organizations, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, is calling for an immediate end to internet and phone record surveillance without probable cause. But according to a lot of recent polls, most Americans are kind of ambivalent about all of this spying. They say the U.S. government is doing a good job balancing the fight against terrorism with people's privacy. What do you think? We're going to be taking your phone calls in just a minute. Give us a call. The number is 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Do you think the government is doing a good job balancing the fight against terrorism with protecting personal privacy? We'll be taking those calls in just a minute. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. But joining us first is Rainey Reitman. She's the activism director for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Rainey Reitman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
So I know that your organization, these other groups, are calling on Congress to protect personal privacy. You've created a website. It's called stopwatchingus.com. You can find a link to that on our website at kuow.org. But like, what are you asking Congress to do?
Sure. The website is actually stopwatching.us. So it's .us, not .com.
Okay.
Stopwatching.us. So the website asks for three things, and the first thing I think is the most important, and that is that Congress provide real answers, create a special committee that can make transparent exactly how much domestic spying is actually taking place. Right now, we're getting conflicting reports in the news about the extent of how much our communications are ending up in the hands of the NSA. And I think we deserve real answers. And then from those answers, we'd like to have legislative reform to rein in domestic spying. And then finally, hold public officials accountable for their role in letting this take place.
What does that mean, hold public officials accountable?
So it means basically that there are people in the administration, I'm sorry, not the administration, in the intelligence offices in the Department of Defense or National Intelligence, who have been aware of exactly how much of the United States' surveillance technology was being turned onto the American public. And I think that it's really important that when we have a public accounting of exactly what's going on, that we have an opportunity to make sure that those people who let that happen are responsible to and responsive to the public. And if it means that some people lose their jobs, I think that's a conversation we have to have. If it means that, you know, no one was responsible, I think that's a conversation we need to have.
We're talking to Rainey Reitman with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. We're also going to be taking your phone calls, and the question is whether or not you think the government is doing a good job right now balancing the fight against terrorism with protecting people's privacy. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869 are the numbers to call. And I especially want to hear from those of you out there, and I know there are people listening who think, yeah, you know, the government is doing a good job, or you know, honestly, I'm not that concerned about my privacy when it comes to some of this surveillance. And to you, Rainey Reitman, you know, government surveillance obviously is nothing new. Why is this the moment where you decided to form this coalition?
So the Electronic Frontier Foundation has been engaged in lawsuits against spying by the National Security Agency since 2006, when we first started getting some of these revelations. But the newest leaks that The Guardian published really give us insight, at least a little bit of insight, into just how widespread this is. For example, all of the phone records of Verizon business customers. This is people who are not suspected of any crimes, who are having every phone call they make logged, and to whom, and for how long, and how frequently, and more information. And that, you know, the founding principles of our government, that we have this constitution on which we were based, say pretty clearly that if the government wants to get information about you, they have to follow judicial process. They have to have a suspicion that a crime has been committed. And this type of dragnet surveillance, it totally flies in the face of the Constitution.
Rainey Reitman is with us, and she's with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She's part of a coalition, or they're part of a coalition, nearly 90 groups calling on the government to do more to protect your personal privacy. And we're going to take your phone calls at 206-543-5869. And let's take a call right now. We've got Jirius calling us from Kenmore. What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I think mostly the situation is, you know, what they're doing is fairly necessary. However, because they're, as long as what they're really doing is just looking at records and not listening in on the conversations unless they get warrants. But, you know, there's a bigger issue here that's being totally ignored, and that is the purpose for us, the reason why there are all these terrorists in the world that are after us. And we're ignoring that. That's the larger picture. And if we don't address that, I'm afraid that things are just going to continue to get worse.
All right, Jirius, thanks so much for that phone call. On this question, though, of you know, NSA spying, government spying on citizens, he says, look, you know, as long as they're doing it the way it's being reported, he's not that worried about it. And if you look at some of these polls that are out, there's a CBS poll, the most recent one asks, in its efforts to fight terrorism, do you think the U.S. government has gone too far in infringing on people's privacy, or has it gone not gone far enough, or has the balance been about right? 36% say too far, 13% say not far enough, 46%. Rainey Reitman say that the balance is actually about right. So what do you make of public opinion here?
Well, I'm going to say that often people are asked questions like, would you trade your privacy for security?
That's not the question I just quoted, though. This was about the balance, and 46% of Americans are saying, at least in this poll, with a 3% margin of error, that the balance is about right. So in that particular poll, what do you think is going on?
So I think that most people are really unaware of the degree of surveillance now. I don't believe that most people, when we get final complete answers about what kind of surveillance is taking place, will be comfortable with it. But let's have that conversation when we actually know what's happening. If the government is not worried about people's reactions to domestic surveillance, then why have they gone to such lengths to keep it secret? I think that, I'm sorry, but I do think that Americans have a right to know exactly how effective this surveillance is before they decide whether or not the correct balance is being struck. You cannot tear apart those issues. We need to know exactly how much surveillance is taking place. We need to know whether or not it's even somewhat effective before we can ask people to make an informed decision about whether or not it's appropriate.
All right. Rainey Reitman, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Sure thing.
She's activism director for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Once again, they're calling on Congress to do a lot more to protect people's privacy. You can find a petition on their website, and that's on our website at kuow.org. We're going to take some of your phone calls, though, on this. We'll keep talking about it. We've got John calling us from Olympia. John, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I need to preface this by saying I'm a liberal guy. I'm definitely a left wing, but at the same time, there's a huge amount of pressure on the U.S. government from its own population to keep them safe, especially in light of something like Boston happening. And if some crazy Al Qaeda cell explodes a nuclear weapon that they smuggled into the U.S. and we miss the opportunity to catch a snippet of a conversation and save potentially hundreds of thousands of lives through a program like this, I think it's necessary. I hate to say it, but that's the world we live in. It's the reality of things, and it's very scary for me. I have a young daughter who I want to keep safe, and I don't want my government spying on me, but I think that a program like this really, a program like this, the PRISM, doesn't threaten my liberty or privacy to the point where I would want to discard it with the fact that something as devastating as what I just described might happen and might be prevented. I guess that's what I'm saying. They need some tools, and we can't both demand security and deny them tools to keep us secure. We can't have it all the ways we want it.
All right, John, thanks so much for that phone call. And let's go to Sherry now, who's calling us from Seattle. Sherry, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, first of all, I'm an avid EFF supporter, so thank you, Rainey. I'd like to know how they get these people who participate in the polls, because I think this is an outrageous overreach, and it goes against the Fourth Amendment. All of my friends feel that way, too, and nobody asks us these questions. So I think that the numbers are skewed.
Yeah, I don't know enough about polling and pollsters, but knowing people like Matt Barreto and others at the University of Washington, too, we've talked to about polls in the past. I trust that people who are experts are doing a pretty good job with these things. Plus, there's a lot of polls that are out there that are showing roughly the same thing. So I think once you get enough polls showing it, but, you know, of course, there's always room for skepticism there. And I appreciate your phone call about it. There is actually another poll out saying that more Americans see the man who leaked these NSA secrets as a patriot rather than a traitor. This is a new Reuters poll out. 35% of those surveyed say Edward Snowden should not face charges. 25% said he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Another 40% said they don't know. They're not really sure what ought to happen. Well, thanks for those phone calls we got today talking about this NSA spying program and how much you care about your personal privacy and the balance between that and the government's efforts to fight terrorism. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.